Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nun, and we will begin on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, Skila Sreifa. We had learned in the previous shiur in the Mishnah a machloikis between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon. What is the proper order of severity of the different Mises Bezdin? With the opinion of the Tanakama that it's Skila Sreifa, Herig v'chenek, and Rav Shimon's opinion is that the order is Sreifa, Skila, Chenek, and Herig. Our Gemara now, Mitzvah Shem, will discuss the basis for each of their opinions. Skila Chamura, the Tanakama, the Rabbanon hold that Skila is the most severe Oynish, the most severe Mises Bezdin. Skila chamura misreifa shekein nitin l'megadev l'oved k'chululin. The fact that this punishment are given to somebody who chas v'shalom curses Hashem or worships avodah zarah represents that it's the most severe punishment. Ask the Gemara, my chumra, how do we see that's the most severe punishment? Shekein poshet yad biker, they represent kfira in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which of course is the most significant avera. Ask the Gemara, Adraba, we can argue perhaps that Sreifus Chamura, that Sreifus considered a more severe punishment. Shekein nitna lebas koyin shezinsa, it's given to a bas koyin that as mezana, as we will be learning, the Torah says, Obas ish koyin kisechel livnois as aviyahi mechalales be'esh tisareif, and therefore it represents the most severe avera. On my chumra, and why is it considered such a severe avera? She kein mechalelis asavia. It, whereas, till now, people treated her father with a degree of kedusha, given that he was a kohen. Now that his daughter did such an act, he will no longer be treated that way, and that's why it should be considered the most serious avera. Ask the Ram, even if somebody's daughter indeed does such a significant avera that it causes people to no longer treat her father with the kedusha he was once treated with, how still, ask the Ram, can we compare it to the terrible avera of somebody being a kofer beikar? Answers the Ram, that even though, of course, kfira be'ikr is such a terrible sin, when someone is kofer be'ikr, says the Ran, he really hasn't accomplished anything. You can't touch Hashem. On the other hand, when a daughter of a kohen acts this way, she has indeed profaned and desecrated her father, and that's why we would think that it should be treated as a more serious avera. Answers the Gemara. And to understand the next piece of Gemara, we have to say two words of introduction. First, we have to review some of the halachas in the Torah. We know, as we've learned many, many times, a Jewish marriage is created in two steps. First is erusin, and then there's nesuin. Erusin, if a woman is mezana, when she is an arusa, the halacha is that she gets skila. Whereas, if a woman was mezana when she's an asua, she gets a much lesser punishment, and the Gemara will explain why she only gets chenek. Furthermore, there's a very fundamental machloikus rishonim between Rashi and Tosfos versus many other rishonim, how to learn the next piece of Gemara. Because if we read the Gemara simply, Kasavi Rabbanan, the Gemara asked the question that why do we consider the Avera of Znus? Why do we consider this Skila a more serious punishment than Sreifa? Because the Gemara is teaching us, Kasavi Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan are of the opinion, the Nesua Yotz L'Sreifa, that's only a bas kain who's a nesua, where a regular nesua gets chenek. If this girl is a bas kain, she will get sreifa v'loy arusa. Whereas if she was an arusa and a bas kain who gets and every arusa gets skila, this girl who's a bas kain will still get the same skila. Mida afgrachmana la arusa beskila, and since the Torah said that an arusa who's a bas kain still only gets skila, still gets skila, shmamina, it's a proof that skila chamura. Because if we see, again, to learn Pashup Shad in the Gemara, Pashup Shad in the Gemara is that the Gemara is questioning which is a more serious punishment, skila or sreifa, and the Gemara answers the fact that every arusa, a Yisraelis included, if she's mezana, gets skila, and the bas kayin also gets skila, it's a proof that skila is a more severe punishment than sreifa. Because otherwise, we should upgrade the bas kayin who is an arusa, who is mezana, that she too should get sreifa. The fact that we only upgraded the punishment by nesuin, not by erisin, represents that skila is a more severe punishment, and since skila is a more severe punishment, we certainly don't downgrade an arusa bas kayin from skila to sreifa. Rather, she remains with skila. The problem with this pshat, points out Rashi, and a lengthy Rashi, is that this is sort of circular reasoning. The Gemara wanted to know that how do we know that skila is more severe than sreifa? So the Gemara answered, because a bas kain who's an arusa still gets skila and doesn't get sreifa. But that hasn't answered the question. Perhaps indeed we should argue, says Rashi, that sreifa is more severe than skila, and indeed a bas kain arusa will get sreifa, not just skila. So how will we answer the question? And because of this question, Rashi has an entirely different approach how to understand these words, ksavi rabbanan. The way Rashi learns is as follows. The Gemara goes back to the beginning, and the Gemara believes that the reason skila is more chomer than sreifa is because skila is given to somebody who's an oivin avodah zarah, and somebody who's an oivin avodah zarah is a koifer be'ikr, and therefore skila is more severe than sreifa. Once we've established that skila is more severe than sreifa, says the Gemara, therefore we could understand that the arusa bas kayin, we do indeed want to be more severe with a bas kayin, but it only makes sense to be more severe, not less severe. And therefore, the arusa bas kayin, that every arusa gets skila, she too will continue getting skila. And the only difference between a bas yisrael and a bas kayin will be by a nesua, where a bas yisrael gets chenek, and a bas kayin will get sreifa. That's Rashi's approach to the Gemara. However, the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that the Rabbanan specifically know that it's only a nesua bas kayin that gets sreifa, because the Torah uses the words ubas ish kayin. That means she's only a bas of a kayin, but she no longer has the status of a kahenis. Why does she no longer have the status of a kahenis? Because she's a nesua. So the pasuk itself, according to Ramban, clearly indicates, at least according to the Rabbanon, that only a nesua bas kayin gets sreifa, And that, a Gemara, is very understandable. The Gemara asked the question that how do we know that skila is more chomer than sreifa? Answers the Gemara, from the fact that it's only an Asur Baskayin who gets sreifa, and not an Arusa. The Arusa remains with skila. How do we know that it's only an Asur that gets sreifa, not an Arusa, from the words of the Pasuk, Ubas Ish Kayin? So now we have a clear proof that skila is more chomer than sreifa. And there are other Rishonim that follow the same approach as the Ramban, that the Gemara here is not just making a statement, but the Gemara here is giving a teretz, and of course there are psukim that clearly indicate, according to Rabbanan, that it's only a nesua gets sreifa, not an arusa. The Taisus Rosh says, we learn it from a gzer shava that we're going to learn soon in the Gemara, and that gzer shava proves, according to Rabbanon, that skila is more chomer than sreifa. And once we have that gzer shava, that's the answer to the Gemara's question. The Ran has a different approach. The Ran explains that the fact that the Torah first seems to indicate that every Bas Koyin should get Sreifa, and then the Gemara says that it's only an Asur and not a Rusa, that is the proof, because the Gemara is upgrading her from Chenek to Sreifa. And the Gemara again is saying, as we learned earlier, that the fact that the koifer be'ikr, that Oyved Avodah Zarah is koifer be'ikr, that is the proof that she's a more chomer digger, that skila is more chomer than sreifa. The Rabbeinu Yoina explains that we have to explain that the pasuk of Bas Ish Koyin is only referring to Nesua, not to Narusa, because the Torah, he says, a very interesting teretz, the Torah has not yet, at this point, when the Torah says a Bas Ish Koyin Kiseich Livnois, has not yet at all taught us the halacha that there is a concept of Erisin, so we don't even know that such a concept exists. So by definition, the Torah is only speaking about an Asur. Continues the Gemara in explaining the opinion of the Rabbanan. Skila is chamura misayif. Skila is more severe than sayif. Shekein nitna l'megadav l'oyver avodah k'chavim. Again, the fact that skila is given to someone who's an oyver avodah zara is a clear indication that it's the most severe punishment. Ask the Rishonim, why do we need to prove that skila is more severe than sayif? It's obvious that it's more severe than sayif. If we're going to learn that sreifa is more severe than sayif and chenek, according to Rabbanan, and according to Rabbanan, as we just finished learning, skila is more severe than sreifa, so obviously skila is more significant than sreifa. So some of Farshim answer, because the entire din that we know that sreifa, according to Rabbanon, is more chomer than sayif, is because we learn it from a gzeri shava from skila. That just like skila is more chomer than sayif, so too sreifa is more chomer than sayif. But if we don't know yet, as the Gemara is now questioning, that how do we know indeed that skila is more chomer than sayif? We have no proof that sreifa is more chomer than sayif. So, in other words, the fact that skila is more chomer than sayif is not a good answer, because sayif we learn from gzeir shava that connects skila and sreifa, and therefore we can't rely. And if sayif will be more chomer than skila, it'll certainly be more chomer than sreifa. Other Rishonim answer that indeed the Gemara could have given this answer. The Gemara preferred to give an answer from the psukim, from the punishments themselves, rather than learning just a kal v'chomer. So again, ask the Gemara. Skilas chamur misayif, says the Gemara. Skilas chamur misayif. She came nitin l'megadav oivet kechavim. Umay chumra. What is the severity of this averus? As we said, kramarin, because it represents that someone was koifer be'ikr. Ask the Gemara. Adrabba, we can make an argument that saif is chomer, that saif is a more significant punishment. She came nitin l'achir nidachas, that it's given. And why would we say that Anshei and Hendachas are considered a bigger Aveira than just someone who's Megadif and Ovis Kechavim? She came a minim Ovad. The fact that we see that not only are the people of the Ir Nidachas killed, but also their money has to be destroyed. So we see that it's considered a more significant Aveira. And the Mefarshim point out that here the word my chumrah is different than the word chumrah, my chumrah before. Before, the Gemara, when it used the word my chumrah, it meant to show the severity of the Aveira. Here we're trying to show the severity of the punishment, that not only are they killed, but even their money has to be destroyed, answers the Gemara. So now the Gemara is making an argument that Saif should be considered a more significant punishment than Sreifa, given the fact that the Anshei HaNidachas gets Saif, and we know that they're considered a very serious Aveira, given the fact that not only are they killed, also their money must be destroyed. Answers the Gemara. Amra, Amarta. Eza Koich Merubah, which is a greater sin? Koich HaMediach, the one that convinces people to do an Aveira, or Koich HaNidach, the one that actually does the Aveira? Havi Omer, we certainly would suggest the koyach hamediach, the one that convinces other people to do an aveira. V'tanya, and we learned in the Braisa, that even though the people of the Ir HaNidachas get skila, the people who convince them, who influence them, get skila. So we see that skila, given that the medichim get skila, is a proof that it's a more significant punishment. Ask the Mefar Rishonim. We have a klal throughout Shas, Divrei Harav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishonim, that a person is supposed to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to anybody who tells us to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the question here is, why are we making such a blanket statement that the people who are the Medichim are a bigger Aveira? Indeed, maybe it's not a bigger Aveira, because the people who worship the Avodah Zorah actually rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Answers the Riaz that the halacha is that a medichei Ir HaNidachas are not considered medichei Ir HaNidachas unless they not only try to convince people to worship Avodah Zarah, but they actually themselves worshiped Avodah Zarah. So we see that they're certainly not worse than the people of the Ir HaNidachas. The people of the Ir HaNidachas worshiped Avodah Zarah. They worshiped Avodah Zarah. Yes, they also convinced the people to worship the Avodah Zarah. So certainly they're much bigger Bali Aveira, because they're in the category of Choyta Machta Sarabim, and we see that they get the punishment of Skila, whereas everybody else in the town only gets the punishment of Saif. So it's a proof that Skila is a bigger punishment than Saif. Other Mefarshim say the Raya, why we clearly understand that a mediach is worse than just the person that he convinced, because the Torah uses the words regarding the mediach, lo sachmo v'lo sachasolov. So you see the Torah is particularly strict against him because he did such a terrible sin. So now Tosfos explains that we have to understand that on the contrary, Saif actually, we've proven, is a lesser punishment than Skila. And therefore, the Mamonim Ovad is not a proof to the severity of the Einish, but actually it's considered a compensation, since the people of the Ir HaNidachas did such a terrible Aveira. But they're getting not just serious Misa, because they're only getting Saif. So the Torah wants to add to their punishment. So the Torah says, on top of them getting Saif, also we should add that they should have Mamonim Ovad. Skila chamur mechenek. What's the proof that skila is more of an aveira than chenek? Sheken nitel magadef la'ovet kachavim or my chumra. And what is the chumra? Kedamoran. Like we explained, Taisus indeed points out that the Gemara could have made the following kavachoyma. If sreifa and saif, who we're going to prove soon, are considered more severe than chenek, certainly skila should be considered more chomer than chenek. So that should be enough of an answer. So the Yad Ramah answers that, as we said before, that the Gemara prefers to bring a raya from the einish itself that this einish is more severe than another einish than just to rely on a kavachayma. Ask the Gemara, says the Gemara, we can make an argument that chenek is more chomer. Adirabba, we can make an argument that chenek is more chomer than skila. She can niten lamaka avivi imai or my chumra. And why does that represent a chumra? She can hukush kvaidam bekavad amakim. The Torah is so serious about kibur of the aim. As Rashi quotes, the pasuk says kabris avich vasimecha, and the Torah says and the pasuk says in Mishlei kabris Hashem ahincha. So we see that they're both considered the equal. So if the Torah, so that's why we should, that's why we can argue, says the Gemara, that since somebody who's maka over v'imoy gets chenek, that should be a raya that it's more of an einish than skila. Tosfos points out that the Gemara doesn't actually mean to say that it should be more than skila. It should, what the Gemara means to say that based on this argument, chenek should be equal to skila. And Tosfos brings a few proofs to that point. First of all, since the halacha is, as we're going to learn, that even though maka of a v'imoy is bechenek, mekalal of a v'inoy gets skila. If we're going to say the chenek is more severe than skila, why mekalal of a v'imoy only gets skila, he should get chenek. Furthermore, we just explained that from where do we take the point that kibur of aim is so severe, because we compare it to kibur hamakim. So kibur hamakim means over avodah zarah gets skila, so how can we say that it should be more? And moreover, the Gemara Masechet Baba Kama actually proves that covered hamakim is more than covered of aim, because the Gemara says that when it explains the tzaras that Miriam got, that if she embarrassed her father, she would have gotten tzaras for 7 days. If she bears HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she will get for 14 days. So, because of all these questions, Tosfos clearly proves that what the Gemara is not trying to say is that chenek should be considered more severe. Rather, the Gemara's question is that chenek should be considered equal to skila. The Rishonim asks another question. Why can't we prove that skila is considered more chomer than chenek from the fact that mekal of v'imoy gets skila and mak of v'imoy gets chenek? And we could certainly argue that mekal of v'imoy is a bigger aveira because he did a double aveira. Number one, that he did this terrible sin against his parents, and secondly, that he was Moitzi Shem Shavayim Levatola. So if the Aveira of Mekalel Ovi V'imoy is a bigger Aveira than the Aveira Maka Ovi V'imoy, and Mekalel Ovi V'imoy gets Skila, isn't that clearly a Maka Ovi V'imoy only gets Chenek? Isn't that a clear indication that Skila is a bigger Aveira than Chenek? So the Yad Ramah answers, on the other hand, you could argue that Maka of V'imoy is a bigger Aveira. Because by Maka of V'imoy, you actually accomplished something. You wounded a parent, Rachman Otzlan. Whereas by Makalu of V'imoy, you might have said something terrible, but you didn't actually accomplish anything. So our Gemara here clearly teaches us that Kibur of V'aim is equal to kibur hamakom. The Torah writes that one is obligated to honor his Rebbe even more than his father. And the Torah gives two reasons. One is because a father brings one into this world, where a Rebbe brings a Talmud into Olam Haba. And furthermore, says the Torah, because Chazal said, Yehei Meirei Rabbach K'Meirei Shemayim. Ask the Parisha, but our Gemara also compares Kibur of Aim to Meirei Shemayim. So why does the Torah say that Meirei Rabbach is greater than Meirei Shemayim, that Meirei Rabbach is greater than Meirei Ava'im? Because Meirei Rabbach is compared to Meirei Shemayim, our Gemara just taught us, so too is Meirei Ava'im compared to Meirei Shemayim. So answers the Prisha, that the fact that the Torah compares two things by a Hekish, doesn't mean that they're exactly equal. So, the fact that our Gemara taught us the Kibur of Aim is equal to Kavod HaMakom, and Rashi said because we have two psukim, it's only a hekish. Whereas the halacha of Yemur Rabbah Kamur Shemayim is not just based on a hekish, but it's actually based on the words of a pasuk, because the pasuk says as Hashem Elokecha Tira Es LeRabbos Tamid Chachamim. Therefore, says the Prisha, the limud of Es L'Rabbis Talmid Chachamim is a stronger limud than just a hekish that's makish kibur of the aim to cover hamakim. The Taz disagrees with the Prisha, and he says that a hekish is just as strong as a drasha. So therefore the Taz says that given that the Torah gave two reasons why Meirei Rabbach supersedes Meirei Ava'im, the first reason he now discounts, and he says the reason why Meirei Rabbach supersedes Meirei Ava'im is because the Rebbe brought him to Olam Haba, and the parents only bring him to Olam Hazeh. But back to our Gemara. Our Gemara is asking that, according to the way we explained from Tosfos, that Chenek should be considered equal to Skila, given the Mak of the Imoy gets Chenek. Answers the Gemara. Mid the Afki Rechmana, La Lusa Bas Yisrael, Mechlab Nusu Bas Yisrael, Mechenek L'Skila. As we learned on the top of the Amid, the Rabbanan agree that a woman who does an Aveira, where she's an Arusa, is a greater Aveira than when she does an Aveira when she's a Nesua. A Nesua gets Chenek, the Torah says clearly, if she's Mezana. An Arusa Bas Yisrael, that's Mezana, that gets Skila. So we see that Skila is a more severe punishment than Chenek. Because if Chenek were equal or greater, why are we changing the punishment from a Nesua to an Arusa, from Chenek to Skila? It should remain with Chenek. Shema Amina, from here we see clearly that Skila is considered a more serious punishment. Continues the Braisa, the Rabbanon hold Sreifa is Chamura Misayif, Shekein Nitin Labas Koyin Shezintza. Labas Koyin Shezintza gets Sreifa. Or my Chamura, why is it considered such a serious Aveira? Shekein Mechalalas Asavia, because she brings disgrace to her father. Ask the Gemara, can't we argue Adaraba? Can we argue that Saif is Chomer, given the fact Shekein Nitnul and She'er Nedachas? And what is the Raya that's such a serious Aveira? Because this is an Aveira where not only are the people killed, but even Mamoinim Avod? Answers the Gemara, Nemar Aviyah Beskila. The Torah uses the word by Aviyah Beskila. Veskulua Anshe Ere Bavon Vamesa. The Torah says, is ma. If we've said that skila we proved already before skila chamur misayif, so too does this gzeirah shava teach us af avia amor b'sreifa. It comes to teach us that sreifa is chamur misayif. Based on the gzeirah shava between skila and sreifa, if skila is more chomer than saif, so too will we say that sreifa is more chomer than saif. continues the Gemara, how do we know that Sreifa is more Chamura Mechanic? Shekein Nitn Labas Koin Shazinsa. Or my Chumra, why is that making into a serious a sin? Kamarin, because she profaned her father. Ask the Gemara, we could argue that Chenik is Chumra, as we just explained before. Shekein Nitn Lamaka Ovevi Imot. Or my Chumra, and why is that considered such a serious sin? Because we learned Shekein Hukash Kvoidam L'Kvoid Hamakam. Ask the Rishonim, but the daughter who was Mizana also is violating Kibur Ava'im. So why is the Gemara suggesting, ask the Rishonim, that Kibur Ava'im is a bigger, that somebody who's Maka Ava'ima is a bigger Aveira? Because it represents that he's not, it represents how he's not treating his parents properly. The Bas Koyin who is Mizana is also not treating her parents properly. Answers the Rabbeinu Yoina. Somebody who Rachmana Letzlan is Maka Ova V'imoy intends to embarrass, to mistreat his parents. The girl who's Mizana, the Bas Koyin who's Mizana, indeed she's mistreating her parent, but that isn't her intent. And therefore we can't compare the two situations. Answers the Gemara. Mida afk rachman al nasu bas koyin mechlal nasu bas yisro mechenik l'sereifa. We explained earlier that in nasu bas yisro the Torah clearly teaches us if she's mezana, her punishment is chenik. Do Rabbanan, and certainly Rab Shimon, all agree that in nasu bas koyin gets sereifa. So we're upgrading her to sereifa. If chenik were equal or graded of a punishment, if chenik were a greater punishment than sreifa, why are we giving the Bas Koyin sreifa? She should remain with the chenik. Continues the Gemara, Saif chomer mechenik. What's the proof that Saif is more of an aveira than chenik? She came nitten and shel hadachas. Or my chomra, as we explained before, she came a minim of it. The fact that the people's money has to be destroyed, it's a clear indication that it's a bigger punishment. Ask the Rishonim, why does the Gemara say that the Chumrah of Ir HaNidachas is the fact that Mamonim Ovid? Why can't the Gemara say that the Chumrah of Ir HaNidachas is that they were Kaifa Beker, they worshipped Avodah Zarah? So some Rishonim answer that since the Gemara has been working with this concept throughout of Memoinim Ovad, the Gemara continues using that concept of Memoinim Ovad. But indeed, the Gemara could have said the Chumrah of the Ir Nidachas is the fact that they were Kaifer for Be'ikr. Another teretz is that when is the sin of Kaifer Be'ikr considered a significant sin? That's only when people did it on their own volition. Given that an Ir HaNidachas refers to a situation where they were influenced to do it, but they didn't do it on their own, that isn't considered the Chomer of Kafar Be'ikr. Another teretz is that given that Ir HaNidachas represents an entire city, and we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always has special rachmanis on an entire, on a rabbin, therefore even though it's a situation of kafa be'ikr, but it's a kafa be'ikr of a rabbin, therefore that may not be so significant. The proof that it's such a significant aveira rather is from the fact that it's memoinam ovad. Says the Gemara, adrabba, we could prove that chenik is chomer, shekein nitten l'maka oviv imoy, or my chumrah, and why is that considered a more significant aveira? As we explained, shein hukash kvoidon kvoidon makam. So now, how do we know that chenek? How do we know that saif is more than chenek? And says the Gemara, still, anchi ir nidachas involves avodah zarah, and whenever you have avodah zarah, poshu yad beikur is odiv is considered a more significant sin. Rav Shimon Omer. Rav Shimon had a different order. His order was Sreifa, Skila, Chenek, and Herek. And now the Gemara is going to explain, according to the Rav Shimon, there's going to be a lot of repetition here, how he comes to this position. Says the Gemara, Chsreif Chamur Meskila, Shekein Nitl Bas Koin Shezinsa. Umay Chumra, and why does that represent such a significant sin? Shekein Chalolos Asavia, she's profaning her father. Ask the Gemara, can't we argue Adi Rabbi Skila Chamura Shkein Nitla Megadev Eloivet Avot Chavrim or my Chumra, and therefore why is this considered such a significant sin? Shekosh Yad Be'ikr, it's considered Kfir Be'ikr. Answers the Gemara of Shimla Tamei. Domer Achas Arusa of Achas Nesu Yotzla Sreifa Abbas Koyin, whether she's a Nesu or Arusa, if she's Mezana, her punishment is Sreifa. Says Rav Shimon, "Umid afke rechmana la rusa bas koyin, mechlal rusa bas yisrael, meskila l'sreifa." Whereas the aloch of a rusa bas yisrael whose mezana gets sreifa gets skila, and a rusa bas koyin that's mezana gets sreifa, that's a clear indication, says Rav Shimon, that sreifa is a bigger punishment, it's a bigger aveira than skila. Because otherwise, we should leave Darusa Bas Kain with skila. Why would we downgrade her to Sreifa? It must be a proof, Shmamina that Sreifa is Chamura. Continues the Gemara, Sreifa is Chamura Michenik, according to Rav Shimon. Shekein Nitl Bas Kain Shezinsa, given that a Bas Kain gets Sreifa, that's a clear indication that's the most significant punishment more than Chenik. My Chumra, Kedamaran, she profanes her father. Ask the Gemara, can't we argue, perhaps, that Adarabba, Chenik is Chomer, she can nitin la Maka Ovi V'imoy, that Maka Ovi V'imoy gets Chenik, and Maka Ovi V'imoy is such a serious sin, or my Chomer, why is it considered such a serious sin, she can hukash kvoidam l'kvoid amokam? Answers the Gemara, Mida afka rachmana l'nesur bas koyin, mechlal nesur bas Yisrael, and the Subas Yisrael gets Chenik if she's Mizana. According to Rav Shimon, and the Subas Kain if she's Mizana gets Sreifa. Now, if Chenik were a bigger punishment than Sreifa, why would we give the Bas Kain the Sua only Sreifa? Shouldn't we keep her with Chenik? It's a clear indication that Sreifa is a bigger punishment. Shmamina, Sreifa is a bigger punishment, Chamura, than Chenik. Continues the Gemara, Sreifa is Chamur Misayif, Shekein Nitl Bas Koyin Shezinsa. Umay Chumra, why is it considered such a big sin? Kedamaran, because she profanes her father. Ask the Gemara, can't we argue that Saif is Chumur, Shekein Nitan Lan She'ir HaNidachas? Umay Chumra, why are they considered such a big Aveira? As we explained before, Shekein Mamoinam Ovat, and that makes a proof that it's such a big sin. Answers the Gemara, Amrit, v'hi eze koyach meruba. Which is the biggest sin? Koyach hamadiach or koyach hanidach? The one that influences people to do the Aveira or the one that actually does the Aveira? Havi Omer, certainly I would suggest that koyach hamadiach, the people who influence others to do an Aveira. Now we can make the following kavach Omer. Oma chenek chotma mesayif. If chenek we've already proven is more of a punishment than sayif, and we've said Sreifa is more of a punishment than that, Saif HaKal. So if Sreifa is more than Chenek, it's certainly more than Saif. Saif HaKal Loikoshken. Again, if we compare Chenek to Saif, we know that Chenek is more of a punishment than Saif. So if Sreifa is more than Chenek, then it's certainly more than a punishment than Saif. Continues the Gemara, Skila Chamura Mechenek, according to Rav Shimon, how do we know Skila is more of a punishment than Chenek? Shekein Nitin L'Megadev L'Oved Oved Kachavim. Or my Chumra, why does that represent such a big sin? K'damorim, because they were Kaifa Be'ikr. Ask the Gemara, can't we argue that Chenek is Chamur? The fact that it's given L'Maka Oved V'Imai or my Chumra Shein Hukish K'vayin L'Kvayin HaMakam. Answers the Gemara, Mida Afka Rechmana, Labeusa Bas Yisrael, Mechlab Nesu Bas Yisrael. The Torah treats an Arusa Bas Yisrael more stringently than it treats a Nesu Bas Yisrael. Where? A Nesu Bas Yisrael only gets Chenek, and Arusa Bas Yisrael gets Skila. So it's a proof that Skila is more of a punishment than Chenek. Shmamina skila is chamura. Skila is more chom misayif shekein nitan lamegadif. The fact that it's given to a megadif is a proof that he's mekayfer beikar, and therefore skila is more of a punishment according to Reb Shimon than sayif. Ask the Gemara, can't we argue ad rabba that sayif should be considered more of a punishment than skila? Shekein nitan leanchei nidachas. And why would we say that anchei nidachas are a bigger sin because we know memoinam of it? Answers the Gemara, as we've learned previously, Amit, v'chi eiz ha-koyach meruba, which is a greater sin? Koyach ha-mediach or koyach ha-nidach? The one that influences people to do the aveira, the one that actually does the aveira. Certainly we would say, have a koyach ha-mediach, the one that convinces people to do an aveira. The kav ha-choymer. So now we can make the following kav ha-choymer. If the people that are mediach are given, if the people who are mediach are given skila, or ma chenek shechomer misayif, so now if we say that chenek is more chomer than sayif, skila is chomer memena, if skila is more of an einish than chenek, certainly it's more of an einish sayif akal like kalshken. According to Reb Shimon, chenek is more chomer than sayif. She can nit in lamaka over v'imai, or my chumra. And why is that considered such a serious avera? Because kamaron hukish kvoidam l'kvoidam makam. Ask the Gemara, can we argue that sayif is chomer? The fact that it's given to anshi and idachas, and why is it considered such a big sin? Or my chumra she came in mindam of it. Answers the Gemara, amr v'chi eza koich meruba koich mediach koich anidach. Have oim koich mediach, the one that convinces people to do an avera. V'tanya medicha ira nidachs b'skila. Rav Shimon Oimer, Rav Shimon on the other hand says that the people who medicha ira nidachas don't get skila. Rav Shimon's opinion is that the people who are the medicha ira nidachas get chenek, since they're getting chenek, and the people who actually did the avera are getting sayif. That's a raya that chenek, according to Reb Shimon, is a bigger punishment than sayif, because a mediach is a bigger balaveira than the nidach, the one that just was influenced. But this is all based on Reb Shimon's opinion that a mediach, ira nidachas, his punishment is chenek. Whereas according to Rabbanon, the punishment of a mediach, ira nidachas, is skila. Therefore, this proof that Reb Shimon has that chenek is more than sayif falls away, and therefore this is the basis of their machlokes, their second machlokes, where according to Rabbanan, as we learned in the first Mishnah of our Perek, the Rabbanan will hold the chereg is more of a punishment than chenek, and Reb Shimon on the other hand says that chenek is more of a punishment than hereg. Why does he hold that chenek is more of a punishment than hereg? The fact that the mediach gets chenek and the nidach only gets hereg. Meragim v'pumid Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan would very commonly say, some say meragli, he would always say it, not that it's like a pearl, this is one of his pearls of wisdom. Nar marasa bas koyin shezinsa, a nar marasa bas koyin that was mezana, her punishment, according to the Rabbanan, is skila. Whereas, according to Reb Shimon, the punishment is for a nar merasa bas koyin is sreifa. Again, the machlokes is based on their opinions. Rabbanan holding that skila is a bigger punishment, so there's no reason to give a nar merasa bas koyin less of a punishment than a nar merasa bas yisrael. And just like a nar merasa bas yisrael gets skila, so too will she. Whereas according to Shimon, sreifa is the bigger punishment, and therefore the nar merasa bas koyin gets sreifa. Zinsa mirviya. And we're going to learn the Gemara as Rashi. Here, according to Rashi, the Gemara is referring to a situation about a rusa bas yisrael who had relations with her father. So she's subject to two punishments. The fact that she's an arusa makes her get skila, if someone has relations, Rachman Tzlom, with their father, the punishment is Sreifa. So the opinion of the Rabbanan is, given that Skila is the bigger punishment, we're going to give a Skila. Whereas according to Rav Shimon, Sreifa is the biggest punishment, and that's why it gets Sreifa. Ask the Gemara, my Kamashmon, what is Rabbi Yochanan trying to teach us? The Rabbanan, to teach us, is coming to teach us, the Rabbanan, the Suah Yaitzel Sreifa, that according to Rabbanan, it's only on the Suah Bas Kain that gets Sreifa, Veloy Arusa. And Rav Shimon, he's coming to teach us that Achas Arusa for Achas Nesua, both in Rusa and in Nesua, Bas Kain Yaitzel Sreifa. Ask the Gemara of Tamamai, why do they have different opinions? So answers the Gemara as we explained. Mishum de Rabbanon, Skila's Chamura. Since according to Rabbanon, Skila is a bigger punishment, so we're going to give always the person who does an Avera the bigger punishment. L'Rab Shimon, Sreifas Chamura. The Nafgamina is to teach us the Mishnah Schaiv Shtei Mises Bezdin. If somebody is obligated to get two Mises Bezdin, we give them the Nidim Chamura, we give them the bigger punishment. And as the Mashal explains, couldn't we have learnt this from the Mishnah? Answers the Mashal. If we only had the Mishnah, we would say that the Mishnah is coming to teach us the case that where two people who are Chai Misa got mixed up, and we don't remember who's supposed to get what. And there we give each one the lesser Einish. Here we're trying to teach us a halacha, not that in a case we're going to get the smaller Einish, we're going to give us a situation where a nafgamina where they're going to end up getting a bigger Einish. My Rav Shimon. The Gemara before said that Rav Shimon holds that both a Nesua and a Rusa Bas Kayin, who are Mizana, get Sreifa. Where do we see it? Although we clearly have seen the Mefarshim explained the Gemara's question, although we clearly have seen that Sreif according to Rav Shimon is a bigger Einish than Skila, where do we see in a Braisa, asked the Gemara, that Rav Shimon holds that this is a bigger, that both of them get Sreifa? The Tanya says the Gemara, by learning this Braisa we'll come to that conclusion. Rav Shimon Oimer, Shlei Klolos Nemer Bas Kayin. The Torah says Bas Kayin two rules, because the Torah says Mois Yumas Hanoyef Vanei Efes. That's one klal, and then there's another klal. Kie Nar B'sul Merosel Ish U'Matze Ish B'Ir V'Shachav Imoy V'Tzeisum Eshneim Al Shari Ir Hehi Uskaltem Oysam Ba'Avonim. Again, in this pasuk, the Torah makes no distinction between a Bas Kayin and a Bas Yisrael. So here we have two psukim that don't differentiate between a Bas Kayin and a Bas Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Bas Kayin for loy Bas Yisrael doesn't mean it's only talking about Bas Kayin and not a Bas Yisrael. Rather, says the Gemara, Ema af a Bas Kayin. The psukim are talking both about Bas Yisrael and a Bas Kayin. V'hoitzi ha'kosev nesua meklal nesua v'arusa meklal arusa. The Torah, however, differentiates the daughter of a kohen both by a nesua and by an arusa. Mashi koyitze ha'kosev nesua meklal nesua. Just like when the Torah treats a nesua bas kohen different than a nesua bas Yisrael, it's lahachmer, it's to teach us that we should be more machmer with the Bas Kayin, where a Bas Yisrael only gets chenik, she should get sreifa. So too, af kashahitzi akosav arusa mechlal arusa, when the Torah differentiates between an arusa Bas Kayin and an arusa Bas Yisrael, it's coming to be machmer that we should give her more of a strict punishment. She should get sreifa, not just skila. Says the Braisa one more halacha. Zoymei nesua bas kayin bechlal zoymei nesua bas Yisrael. If you have Edom Zoymim who are testify against a bas kayin and nesua that she was mezana, and according to Rav Shimon, she would get sreifa. Vesoymei rusa bas kayin bechlal zoymei rusa bas Yisrael. And when she testified that she committed adultery, they wanted to have the same category as Zoymim who testify against are Yisrael, and they will get Skila. The Gemara will explain this halacha in tomorrow's shir. Tana Rabbanan, Ubas ish koin ki seichel, Yocha afila chil Shabbos. The Torah said that she did something to profane. So I would think it even means chil Shabbos. Tamaloyma liznois. The situation for which she gets this oinish of Sreifa is b'chlulin shebeznus akos b'daber, that it came through an act of znus. We would think that even if a single unmarried daughter of a Kohen is Mizana, she should get Sreifa. Answers the Gemara. Nema kanavia. The Torah here says, Favihi mechalalas. Vinema lahalon avia. Vahoitzi esnara pesach beis avia. Usklua ancha ira ba'avonim. Malahalon is nus mevika sabal. That pasuk is referring to a situation who, a woman who was married. Afkan's nusam zikasabal, the din of sreifa is only to a woman that's married. Such a bas kohen gets sreifa, not a single girl. Oy ena omer, avia el lahoitzi is kol adam. Maybe we should say what the pasuk means to say that you know when a bas kohen gets sreifa if she was mizana with her father. It says the Gemara, kshu omer hi mechalelis, when the Torah uses the words hi mechalelis, have a kol adam omer. It comes to teach us that it doesn't only mean that she had relations with her father, but it means that she profaned her father by having relations with someone she wasn't supposed to. So we're back to our question. So if it means that she had relations with anyone, she's subject to sreifa. We're back to trying to understand why does the Torah use the word avia to teach us. That pasuk of v'hoitzias anara pesach beis avia refers to a married woman. Afkan's nusam zikasabal. Ima lahalan nara v'hiruso. But if we're learning from that pasuk that says "Vahoytzis anara pesach beisaviyu seklua anchi iri ba'avonim" is referring to a situation to nara amarasa. That's where the Torah says that skila is an order. Afkan will say nara vihi arusa. What about nara vihi nesua? Begeris vihi arusa. Begeris vihi nesua. Vafila hiskina menayim. Where do we know that a fully married nara nesua or a begeris, who is arusa, or a begeris who is a nesua, still gets the same punishment of sreifa? Tamaloyim a bas koyin become makoyim. It makes no difference if she's a bas koyin. She's according to Shimon, whether she's a nesua or a arusa, she's subject to sreifa.